Finally, we're weary because of hurry and rush that surrounds us, displaces our time for God. And I want you to turn to Isaiah 58, okay? One more, Isaiah 58. Isaiah is called the gospel of the Old Testament. He seems to track with so many New Testament truths. And the writers quote him so extensively, and Jesus loved Isaiah too. It's amazing the correspondence there. But Isaiah 58:13 talks about the epidemic of hurry and rush. Now God's solution for that was the seven-day cycle that the Jewish people were on. That they were supposed to work six, rest the seventh. Now, of course, they turned it into bondage and they turned it into works and everything else. But what God said is that you should have a cycle of just working your hardest and stopping everything and ceasing from the customary and using that time to grow closer to Him. And that's what He said is the most wonderful pattern for life. But our society doesn't have that. People never stop. They even wear themselves out in recreation. I mean, if you go to the hospitals this weekend, they're just filled with people that have injured themselves over the weekend. I mean, they've injured themselves playing, they've injured themselves having fun and recreating. And even vacations. People come home to recover from their vacations when they're supposed to rest. Well, look what Isaiah 58:13 says. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, in other words, don't do what's customary on my day, God says, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. In other words, don't say, oh, we've got to go up to the temple and offer that offering three times a year. Oh, we've got to stop plowing our field. He said, if you actually say, wow, I'm going to stop everything and get to know my God. And I'm going to trust Him. Now, God's deal with them was, with the Jews. He said, if you will rest every seventh day, rest every seventh month, and all this. I mean, you just look at their feast schedule. It was it was better than the European holiday system, which is amazing, the social system they have over there. But if you look at that, it did mean they didn't work as much. They didn't have as much time to plow. And God says, if you do that, plus take off every seventh year, plus every seventh year, take off the 50th year, He says, I will make your barns always overflowing. Now, this isn't a health, wealth, and prosperity thing. What God says is that if you honor me, I will bless you in ways you're not aware of. Well, that's what He's telling them, and He offered it. If you will call the Sabbath a delight, continuing in verse 13, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14, then you will delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you spiritually to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. And then as if to punctuate this, God signs it and says, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now, contrast that offer of quiet stillness and kind of a cycle of rest with the hurry rush of our culture. America is the land of the rushed, complains small town journalist with the USA Today. We have proudly defined our American lifestyle as life in the fast lane. Now we rush to construct more lanes so we can get around the pokey schmokies in the slow lane. I mean, I drive down it's 91st that's widened by our house. Did you know people are all the time passing in that center turn lane? If you aren't going exceeding 40, they pass you. I mean, 40 is the speed limit, but nobody can go the speed limit. You know that that's just a suggestion. You know, it's not a rule, and we don't like rules anyway. And I mean, people are just in a hurry, and I love this. I love to pull up behind them at the stoplight. I know that's a wicked thought, but isn't it fun? Even on the way over here today, someone passed me, gunned it, coming up over the hill on 61st to Sheridan, and I pulled up beside him and I went and turned right on Sheridan, you know, and they were still sitting there. Isn't that terrible? We can get around those pokey schmokies. They think we have all day. We've become a country of out-of-breath, red-faced folks racing around with our hair permanently blowing back. The author goes on to say, she's going to tame her catch-a-bullet-in-my-teeth schedule as soon as she can get off this deadline. And that's how we live. And we actually pride ourselves in that, that we're in a hurry, we're on a tight schedule, and all that. Even our sentences are peppered with such words as time crunch, fast food, rush hour, frequent flyer, got to hit the expressway, got to get overnight delivery, and we're going to get a rapid transit. Now, we haven't quite got that here, but we have all the rest in Tulsa. The products and services we use attest to our hurry. We pull in speeding cars down the road for gas and snacks at Quick Trip. Why don't they just call it Trip? But it's quick. Why? Because you want to get in and out. And I mean, they've got a lot of stuff, so you can get what you want, and many cash registers, because everyone is in a what? A hurry. And, oh, you don't have to sign your credit card anymore. You don't want to hold you up. We're in a rush. We're in a hurry. Well, we send our packages overnight by Federal Express. We talk while we're doing other things and driving on our cell phones on Sprint. We manage our finances with Quicken, and on it can go. Just all these things pepper our vocabulary. Speed and hurry, we pay a price for the pace at which we live. One person wrote, "No one knows where we're going, and the aim of life has been forgotten. The end has been left behind. Man has set out at tremendous speed to go nowhere." People are just in a hurry. They're in a hurry to get their education done. They're in a hurry to get this accomplished. And I was talking to someone, and they talked about how in the old days they used to love collecting, because collecting different things, you had to travel all over the country, and you'd look here and there for it, and it was kind of a lifetime. And now you go on eBay, and you get them all today, and you have them overnighted. And then what do? You have your set. And see, life is full of hurry and speed. The world's going faster. And we're going faster, but the important question no one asks is, when does faster become too fast? If you think about it, almost all the problems of our personal and societal dysfunction, as any other single factor, might be hurry. Marriages are hurried into, purchases are hurriedly made, agreements are hurriedly agreed to, people make commitments hurriedly without the old reflection and thought and waiting and praying. Decisions in every realm in life are hurriedly done. Virtually all of our relationships are damaged by hurry. Many families are being starved to death by velocity. Our children lie wounded on the ground as they're run over by our high-speed good intentions as we hurry off and leave them behind.